When we were four, and my twin brother and I got to jumping on our twin mattresses, which had lain in boredom on their wooden frames, we put our agitators in overdrive, turned our beds into washing machines. Steam climbed up the wall behind our headboards. It's hard work, shaking the footboard fast enough to spin dry a full load. We seem to have been the first in Berwyn, Pennsylvania, to discover you could do this. Grandpappy Armstrong just clicked his tongue. Were we the work of the devil? I told myself I was not afraid of the devil. But my fear of the devil tasted like horseradish, and my shame like the smell of sour milk. Down the street lived a dog named Satan who used to shit in our front yard. And every time my Welsh grandmother said, "Yiki da," right after the grace, it would make me laugh. Danny Boy could laugh at anything. We were as quiet as squirrels. We couldn't sit still at the table because we had plastic plates and cups, and our chairs had their backs to the wall. "Father had the shipfitter blues," we bellowed, as the sharp needle of innocence played through the old 78 of evening, and we trampolined into the limbs of old oaks, bouncing harder and higher each time, hoping to stave off night and the ghost of the puppy who had once fallen through our wild arms. "Venez, vivez avec nous," said the leaves, promising that stars would bathe us and the sun would dress us. "Gute Nacht," said shirts from a laundry basket. And the bed slept, holding hands with the water pipes.